morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. And as we do on occasion, we kind of like to take a little break from our traditional format of Bible study and maybe get to know a little more personally one of the residents at Lenawee County Mission. And today's guest is a Life Change member and current team leader of the Life Change Program residents, and that's Doug Migrants. How you doing, Doug?
I'm good, thank you.
So, Doug, you've been here about 6 months now, and so that's long enough, one, to get to know what Lenawee County Mission's about. And hopefully it's been a significant time of investing yourself into expanding your relationship with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So, Doug, for our listening audience, how about share a little bit about what brought you to Lenawee County Mission? What was life like before you came to Lenawee County Mission?
Well, right before I came into Lenawee County, I was really lost. I had been introduced in, I've known God for maybe about 2 years after I was in the military. I did 11 years in the United States Air Force. And while I was in the Air Force, I was injured in Iraq and had two surgeries, one in 2006, one in 2009, and had issues with my opiate abuse and got to the point where it became, addiction. And between that and the medical, reasons, I was discharged after 11 years, and I was lost. I moved back to Ohio with my brother, and in some struggles there, I was able to come to know the Lord, and was able to enter a program up there where I found some peace and some content in my life. But, having kids and an ex-wife in Las Vegas, I had some expectations on when I went out there to visit, and was trying to reconcile that relationship, and expectations were not met. And it set me off again, and it made me feel that I was even, more lost than I had felt lost before. But now, with a greater conviction, telling me that, even though I know I'm doing the wrong thing, I'm still doing it. So I've been out there, for the last year before coming here, really lost and just on a path of, slow death, slow suicide by means of drugs and alcohol. And just in realizing that this wasn't the way. And with caring, people in my life, I was able to find this place. I had to, pursue this place because, for 3 weeks I kept on calling and you guys were full. And I mean, that's understandable and that's great, But it took a while for me to get in. But all the while I knew that, I needed to get some reconnection. So, I mean, before coming, I was really lost, and getting here, I was so broken and lost that, I was able to be found, I think. And the biggest thing that changed and helped me was not just, finding that peace and content, but identifying, with you guys and the mission here is identifying, what that brokenness was. And I think there's a lot of things in my life that happened. I mean, I wasn't raised, in a bad family, but in my early childhood, I could say that there was issues, I mean, we had divorce as a kid. You know, my parents were divorced at 5, and my mom, who was also an addict, you know, left. So I mean, I felt abandonment issues, I felt that, you know, God wasn't present, because when I was at that age, I was, you know, praying that God would bring her back, you know.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that for me, you know, identified that, you know, I mean, sometimes God's greatest words are unanswered prayers, you know. I mean, now I look back on it, you know, who would I have been today if I hadn't went through the things I went through? And that holds true. You know, the divorce and, you know, in the military and my addiction, I believe it to be a blessing now that I'm able to look back and identify in my life and see the problems and the issues that I had, and then I can relate to others as, you know, as well too. So identifying those issues is kind of where I've come to realize that the abandonment, the addiction, the divorce, is exactly the same thing I've done to my life.
So would you say that, you know, since you've been at the mission and you kind of reconnected your relationship with Jesus, at a deeper level, that there's some parallels when we think about, I mean, we have to be honest with our sinful life.
Yeah.
So we have to look at ourselves and, you know, with God's help, see the sin in our life, acknowledge that so that we can be freed of it. So that since you've been in Lenawee County Mission, would there be a parallel between looking at our sin and then looking at what we call in here our brokenness or our woundedness, acknowledging that that exists and that we need help finding healing for that?
Yeah, I mean...
Is that something you've discovered since you've been at Lenawee County Mission?
For sure. The acknowledgement, I think, is the first part of it, you know? I mean, I can't... You know, you can't heal from something unless you know what it is that you're trying to heal from. Of course, you know, the addiction and the alcoholism and, you know, the running and escape is just a solution, you know? I mean, so to get healed, I have had to find and acknowledge and embrace even, you know, those things that in my life that I was hurt from. So the mission here has helped me to identify, you know, acknowledge and embrace, and then, you know, not suffer from them, but live with them, you know. I mean, it really, you know, clears that Romans 8:28 up for me, you know, for all things work, you know, for the good of God.
Amen.
Who loves Him, you know. And understanding that, you know, it's helped me to not resent God, you know, like for those prayers that were unanswered. And just to know that maybe sometimes my ideas, my ways are not always His ways, you know. And more than anything, I've learned, you know, that they're the ways of God. We might not understand, we just have to be faithful and obedient.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So what can you share with our listening audience, what are some of the other aspects of your time here at Lenawee County Mission that's been helpful and beneficial to you?
Well, I think the main thing is the truth. You know, we get to learn the truth. And that's one of my, you know, favorite things to do is seeking knowledge, and more than anything is understanding that knowledge, you know, and being able to live it out. Mm. You know, the practice of it, you know, no athlete's going to get better by just, you know, reading a book, you know, he actually gets out there and practice. So, I mean, it gives us the truth, it gives us the support, and it gives us the environment to do so. I mean, it's not always, a peaceful place around here. So, I mean, it gives us that circus environment where we get the monkeys and the lions and the elephants, you know, so... There's always an environment to practice.
Interesting, you know. Practice field. Huh?
Yeah.
Good. So now that you're finding some healing and some restoration in your life, I have to believe that that experience in itself kind of gives you some sort of optimism, some form of hope for your future. So when you experience that, well, could you share with our listening audience maybe what some of your aspirations and hopes are now that you're finding some transformation in your life?
Well, my biggest hope that I have is that I have a purpose in life. You know, I mean, before, like I said, I was just, you know, out there dying. And today I can actually say I've died to bring life, you know, and hope, and that, you know, it doesn't have to be exactly what I thought it was going to be or what, you know, I planned. But it's easier today knowing that, I can serve in the smallest things. You know, I can, serving God in the smallest things, it gives me hope and a future, knowing that, things is just, going to be the way they are. And that's how, that's how God made it. You know, I mean, I've gotten reconciliation with family just by practicing the principles that we've learned in here. And that, forgiveness, being forgiven, and learning to live, in relationship to others, especially family and loved ones. And for me, I've found, a calling as far as vocation, I believe, as far as teaching. I don't know exactly what kind of teaching, but, it's given me hope that I can get through the school. I can overcome the obstacles. Before, I always said, military taught me adapt and overcome, and it always worked except for with my addiction. And today I can actually say that, I found a new way to adapt and overcome, That's with God as, as my Lord and Savior and the one who holds all the future. So, I know and I believe that, and just keeping Him first, the family, the job, the everything else would just fall into place. So today I can say that, it gives me hope of reconciliation and being a father to my kids again, and just being able to live in the light and not the darkness anymore.
Very good, very good. Before we sign off for this week's segment of Word Made Flesh, I know you made reference to Romans 8 earlier. Do you have another scripture you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, however, I do like Romans 8, my favorite of all time, if you can pick one like that,
I know, there's so many.
Yeah. It's John 15:4, and it's just, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain connected to the vine. And that one stuck with me, even before here. And I think, it's just, it holds true in so much that, unless I'm with God, God's with me, then I cannot bear the fruit, and that fruit is what gives us life, That gives us the affirmation, the confirmation that what we're doing has purpose, and I look back in times of my life where I've strayed, and I mean it's always because I've stopped going to meetings, stopped going to church, stopped sharing my feelings, and I think all those are all included in that that verse. So
yeah,
it means so much to me.
Very good, very good. Well, Doug, yeah, I've watched you progress over these past 6 months. I mean, I'm really excited to see what God continues to do in your life. And thank you very much for sharing a little bit of your life's experience with our listening audience today on Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.